The hydrogen used by the fuel cell is compressed and stored on board the vehicle within a cylindrical tank holding 600 grams of the gas at a pressure of 350 bar, or roughly 345 atmospheres. But because hydrogen is highly flammable, the design also needs to take this into account.
As long as each step in the design is designed to the ISO standards, it is as safe as any other vehicle on the road, if not safer.
What does the tank consist of? What, say, makes this safe?
This tank is actually extra light. It's rolled aluminium reinforced with carbon fibre and Kevlar, so the thing is bulletproof. It's that well designed. If you compare that to a, let's say, plastic petrol tank or diesel tank, if you don't get out of your vehicle within 4 minutes, they assume you're dead because they're designed to collapse after 4 minutes. This thing will stay alive. So you are inherently safe in this vehicle.
Despite this safety on board, the storage of compressed hydrogen within these tanks has its own set of problems, which Alex Bevan is trying to overcome.
The key thing with hydrogen is to store it in a small space using as little energy as possible to store it. If we look at 1 kilogram of hydrogen, 1 kilogram of hydrogen will occupy around 11 cubic metres at STP, which is standard temperature and pressure. What we want to do is be able to store 1 kilogram of hydrogen in less than 11 cubic metres.
What are the problems of compressing it so much?
Well, if you compress hydrogen, obviously you're going to consume energy in the compression process if you're moving mechanical pistons. And currently, with the sort of compression technology we have, around 15% of the usable energy from the hydrogen is lost on compression.
As a result, scientists are already looking into alternative materials that can store and release hydrogen gas efficiently, including structures called metal organic frameworks, or MOFs, and also carbon nanotubes. But Alex is looking into the potential of other materials, or compounds, that store and release hydrogen readily. Compounds known as metal hydrides.
If we use metal hydrides, this can offer a very low pressure storage technology, and it is possible to get very low pressures. In fact, such a low pressure, it can be lower than the pressure in a car tyre. And yet we can store a vast quantity of hydrogen in a very small space.
How do these really work to store hydrogen?
Okay, well, if we take a metal like magnesium, which is very good at storing hydrogen, it can store up to a maximum of around 8% of hydrogen. The process is you get gaseous hydrogen above the metallic magnesium. This hydrogen sort of disassociates and goes into the magnesium crystal and packs at very discrete sites. And that's a metal hydride.
And is this possible in a range of metals?
Sure. I mean, all metals can absorb hydrogen to some extent, but some are very good at absorbing hydrogen.
And how would this work? So the hydrogen can, I guess, easily go in and be captured within the metal, but you'll want it back again. So how easily, I guess, is it released?
Thankfully, with a lot of these materials, some of them operate at room temperature, and an equilibrium is formed between a gaseous phase above the metal and the hydrogen stored within the metal. So as we reduce the pressure outside the metal, hydrogen then comes out of the metal to reform this equilibrium. It's very similar to a butane gas lighter, if you look at that, where you've got an equilibrium between the liquid butane and the gaseous butane above.
It sounds very feasible. So the hydrogen goes into these metals and then you change the pressure above it and it comes back out when you want it. What are the challenges? What are the limitations?
Well, one of the key challenges is to get this material into the automotive applications. And that particular application, weight is absolutely critical. I mean, these materials can absorb a reasonable amount of hydrogen, but they are heavy. And what we have here, this is a metal hydride. So this one is based on the elements of lanthanum and nickel. And this stores around 1.4% of hydrogen. But as you can feel, it's quite heavy.
Yes, extremely heavy, in fact. So what this is... It's quite a small bottle, say about 15 centimetres in height, but packed quite densely with this hydride, and it's extremely heavy. It's really causing quite a drop in my hand as I hold it.
Yes, we need to sort of continue our sort of quest to develop new materials, search for new materials that can make life a bit easier.
While the search for lighter storage materials in cars therefore continues, the use of metal hydrides to power boats has been found to work well.